So, moving on now to a new programme that is helping families in Bradford to combat a life on screen by supporting them to feel good and move more. This summer, joining us now, we have Nizar Hussain, who is the project manager from Jump, born in Bradford. Welcome, Nizar.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
So what is this new programme? Is it called Best Life?
Best Life, yes, absolutely. So the Best Life is an app that we have developed over at Jump. Now, when I say Jump is a local delivery pilot funded through Sports England. And we are based over at or near the BRI. Fundamentally, this new app has been produced by ourselves, Dubbit, which is a kids' digital agency specialist in that particular area of work, and also Magpie, which is an external behaviour change agency. Essentially, it's an app which is aimed to support young people under the age of 16 to become a bit more active through playing a number of games and quests online. And it can be used at home and or outdoors. So the whole name is it kind of encourages young people to become a bit more active and spend a bit more time in their own sort of well-being.
Yes, because nowadays young people, I would think the majority of their time is online.
Absolutely. I have one of my own, to be honest with you, and it's incredibly difficult. What I have done personally is I've actually got him introduced to this app, and it's absolutely wonderful because it is really, really designed in a fun manner. There are a range of activities that can be taken part in. So, for example, shooting hoops, running, skipping, sit-ups, press-ups, push-ups, you name it. We've actually got a range of activities, and the whole aim is that it's a menu of choice, so therefore everybody or as many young people will have an opportunity to participate. And more so, it also encourages young people to go out to their local parks. So for example, we have installed QR codes across a number of parks in Bradford, and the whole aim is that young people can then go to those parks and scan a QR code, which will then give them points. So there's a reward element there, which kind of helps the young people to kind of redo or change their avatar, because there is an avatar and you can actually dress it up as however you wish. For example, when consulting the young people from marginalised communities, they had mentioned they would like to see hijab as a feature. So we've actually got a hijab feature there as well. And this encourages the young girls from ethnic minority communities to get a bit more involved.
Yes, to see somebody who looks like you on an app, I think, is important, isn't it? Then you can relate and it's same with like anything really, with TV and everything. So that's a really good idea.
Absolutely. And can I also mention, it does have two features. One is solo and the other is collab. And essentially the difference between the two is solo mode, one can play on their own. And again, the activities are very much similar. And the wonderful thing about collab is that you can actually play either with your family, your siblings or your friends. So it kind of encourages building relationships and networking and bonding. And therefore, you know, there are sort of wider benefits in terms of, you know, reducing isolation and, you know, perhaps also reducing poor health and well-being. And as you know, mental health is absolutely massive, especially young people. And we feel young people participating or taking part and using this particular app will really benefit from these activities, which are designed in a fun manner. So it's really fun and very exciting.
When you say young people, is it a specific age? Is there an age range?
So for us at the moment, we are very much targeting anybody under the age of 16. You know, we have done a piece of research across Bradford, and we have identified that children from the age of 8 to 14-year-old are relatively inactive when compared to the national counterparts and the neighbouring counterparts, really. So ideally, it is very much targeted at anybody under the age of 16, with a key focus on, as I said, 8 to 14-year-olds. But it's very much open, I suppose, in terms of, you know, young people themselves.
How do you download the app? Do you just... Is it the normal way that you download an app and you just...
Absolutely. It's relatively straightforward, as you just said. I mean, anybody can go onto the App Store and type in Best Life, and you can download the app. You can download the app if you've got an iPhone, mm-hmm. or if you've got an Android, or even if you've got a tablet. And the wonderful thing about this particular app is that it's absolutely totally free. You know, there is no cost whatsoever associated to it. What I will say is that if anybody under the age of 16 wishes to download and register, they must gain the sort of consent from their parents and guardians, because we want them to be supervised, really. But yeah, in essence, it's from the App Store, free of charge, and any tablets, you know, whether it's an Android or an Apple phone.
Great. And is there anything else that you'd like to add? Have I missed anything?
Yeah, so I think for us, I mean, this particular app, as I said, I'm not like that, but I've actually used this particular app myself at home, and there are absolute wonderful benefits, because it enables you to spend time with your children, and therefore bonding. It also encourages you to play games with them, which is absolutely wonderful, and that's what they need. And if anybody hasn't tried it, please do give it a try. It's absolutely wonderful. Many benefits, and especially in the summertime, when, you know, there's high levels of boredom. And particularly, you know, when the weather is really poor, maybe just download the app and give it a go and see what you think, really.
Yeah, and as you said, it's not just, you know, it's a free physical activity app, but it's also when you do physical activities that helps your mental health. And we know that the younger generation are having a harder time with mental health issues too.
They are, absolutely, and I think the wonderful thing about this particular app is that it kind of gives people a choice. So we have got, as an organisation, we have got a range of projects and programmes across the Bradford district in utilising outdoor spaces. And as you know, since the pandemic, you know, a lot of young people have had fear instilled into them. You know, their friendships have been reduced, and therefore, you know, we felt that this app really will compensate for that. And the activities themselves are really, you know, you can go from a light activity such as taking a walk, for example, standing on one leg for a couple of minutes, through to, you know, doing press-ups and sit-ups for a couple of minutes, you know, jumping. So it's got various levels, really, from low level to sort of intensive. And we just feel that, you know, indirectly, this will have a massive, massive impact on children's well-being under the difficult circumstances we find post the pandemic period.
Yeah, well, that sounds good, something positive. So, well, thank you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Lovely, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
So that was Nizar Hussain, who is the project manager from Jump Born in Bradford, talking about their new programme, which is a new free physical activity app called Best Life. If you're interested, download it now.